My name is Christelle Irving. Penned in between my dad and the giant old man sat to the left of me, I could barely see a thing. Not to mention the huge guy sat in front of me. Still, I craned my neck and could just about manage to pick out the ant-like figures seemingly miles away from me. In reality, all that I could see of any use was the colour of the shirts, the blue and yellow of Wimbledon and the red of Liverpool. This was the one and only football match I've ever been to. I was 8 years old, and this was the most exciting day of my life. The thing I remember most about that day was the power of the crowd. Being part of a swaying mass of bodies, feeling the collective strength of hundreds of people surging forwards with every pass of the ball. And when Liverpool scored, well, the 8-year-old me was lifted right off my feet. At this time of year, very few of us have the choice of whether or not we want to encounter crowds. Most towns and cities, as well as out-of-town shopping centres, are bustling full of people. Shopping, spending, rushing, present wrapping, cake baking, card writing, tree decorating, turkey stuffing. It's very easy to become swept away by the tide of crowd culture. A crowd has huge presence and the ability to affect the area around it. It can be hugely uplifting to be part of something greater than ourselves. But what if that crowd has a detrimental effect? We all remember the riots of 2011. Crowds are a powerful force, but as that great comic hero Spider-Man once said, with great power comes great responsibility. So what do we do when we realise that the crowd we're in is carrying us in a direction we don't wish to go? Or we find we're acting in a manner we never expected? Whilst Jesus, for much of his ministry, drew vast crowds of followers, he also challenges us to swim against the tide of crowd culture. Jesus stood up against the religiosity, hypocrisy, and apathy of his time, challenging the norm and the accepted. It wasn't easy for Jesus, and ultimately led to his death. But still, the Bible challenges us to follow his example. Jesus offers us something greater than ourselves, of which we can each be a part. So why not join me today in thinking about what crowd you are a part of, and whether they are life-giving or life-draining? As Margaret Atwood once said, walking into a crowd is like sinking into a stew. You become an ingredient. You take on a certain flavour. I wonder, what flavour are you going to be?
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk